716 SEN, the NAB AFL Oz Kick Show with Tony Shebeki.
Well, no, Tony Shebeki is enjoying himself with his family in America at the moment. So for the next couple of weeks, I'm here with the Oz Kick Show on 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of sport. And shortly speak to a man who's been involved in the Oz Kick program out in the western suburbs for a number of years now. In fact, that Oz Kick program was part of the halftime entertainment at the MCG. At Etihad Stadium on Friday night when the Doggies took on the Swans. The boys getting to wear the red, white and blue and running around at halftime. It's always a big thrill. So most of the Oz Kick, started certainly yesterday, and some will start in the next couple of weeks. With the school holidays and the Easter break making the start time put back for a couple of the Oz Kick centres. So if you're up and about, please let us know on 9429 1116. We'd love to hear from the Oz Kickers who run around. Got details of the Oz Kicker of the Year program, which of course is up and about again this year. The NAB AFL Oz Kicker of the Year competition. They announced the second nominee, a young boy from Harrisdale in WA, in the Channel 7 coverage on Friday night. Terrific prize. Obviously, you get to be there, of course, on grand final day and hand a medal over to one of the players. How big a thrill would that be? I mean, the biggest thrill in the world is to get a medal, but to actually hand one over is pretty special as well, I would have thought. So that's part of that. We'll give you the details of how you can enter that. Simply, it's as easy as just putting a little video together and sending it in. So we'll give you the details of that a little later on during the Oz Kick Show. But 9429 1116, or your text thoughts, let us know if your Oz Kick Centre is up and running. We'd love to hear from you. 9429 1116, or via text on 0433 98 1116. Xavier's in Eltham. Good morning, Xavier.
Good morning.
How old are you?
Six.
How long have you been doing Oz Kick?
2 years.
2 years. It's your second year. So how are you going? You going well?
Yeah.
Right. Now, what are they teaching you? What are you learning about footy that you're really enjoying, Xavier?
Learning how to kick properly.
Yeah. What else?
Marking.
Marking, yeah. Good. Bit of handball?
Yeah.
Now, are you a left footer or a right footer, Xavier?
Right.
No, Xavier, you're supposed to say, I kick off both feet, Kev. So you've got to learn to kick off both feet, Xavier. Which Oz Kick clinic are you at?
Eltham.
Eltham, all right. And who's your Oz Kick man? Who's your coach?
Jamie.
Is Jamie good?
Yeah.
Looks after you?
Yes.
And are there girls in your group as well as yourself, Xavier?
No, it's a group that the girls going separate to all the boys.
The girls go separate to the boys. So are you one of the stars of the Eltham Oz Kick?
Yes.
All right, good on you, Xavier. Keep going well and keep... remember, you've got to learn to kick off both feet. All right, well done, Xavier from Eltham, joining us there. Let's talk to a man who's been involved in the Oz Kick program for a number of years now. It's in the double figures, I know that much. Peter Lloyd's from the Bellbridge Oz Kick Centre. G'day, Pete.
G'day, Kevin. How are you going tonight?
I'm going very well now. The boys from the Oz Kick Centre actually were part of the Bulldogs game on Friday night.
Yeah, we had about 8 kids on the Little League game and 8 kids playing the grid game at the end.
Yeah, no, that's a great thrill, isn't it? I mean, it's the high point of the year for the boys and the girls.
Yeah, this is their grand final for the little kids, just to get experience to play at Etihad or MCG. That's why most kids do Oz Kick. They stay away, they stay away until grade 3 or 4. Get an opportunity to play on the ground, which I've never had a chance to play on myself.
Yeah, me neither. I've been out there as a goal umpire, and bloke was running around, that's as near as I got. Hey, Pete, logistically for an Oz Kick Centre to take the boys and the girls in to Etihad or to the MCG, how sort of tough is that?
Oh, this time of year it's hard because most centres don't start until Saturday the 29th of April.
Yep.
We've always had the first round, so... it's a matter of three of us, Louis, Alice and I, getting together, making about 20 phone calls, trying to find who's registered and who's available. And being school holidays, everyone's away.
Yeah, no, exactly. And I mean, when you actually get to the ground, that's another logistical headache that you've got to contend with too, because you've got to get passes and get in certain gates and sit in certain areas and...
Oh, that's the hard part. You've got probably 100 Oz Kick kids from about 10 different centres and all looking at each other going, are you my centre? Do I belong to you? Trying to get the kids there on time. And then we have to walk them all the way upstairs. So, yeah, look, it's about an hour and a half of activity just to get there. but it's all worth it for about 17 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. And the smiles on their faces in the rooms beforehand, and then when they come off the ground, and the actual bit where they run onto the ground is clearly the best part of it.
Oh, that's it. Waiting in the tunnel, you see there's a few nervous ones or excited ones. As soon as they run on the ground, it's just a different experience for the kids. They love it. As I said, some kids come off the ground, I didn't touch the ball, but I ran onto the MCG or ran onto Etihad Stadium.
Speaking of logistics, in the rooms, when you've got all those kids running around, it's like a military operation.
Yeah, it is. Like I said, you've got normally eight different centres there trying to organise the game. We actually have to get the kids changed, help them get the socks on, make sure they don't lose their clothes, boots, keep them all together, organise goal umpires, people to do the banners. So, yeah, it's a big activity to get it done, but we're getting there now.
Yeah, those goal umpires can be feisty too, Pete. You've got to be careful of those. They're those parents that want to be involved with it. But you've got to have their involvement too, and they're an integral part of it, aren't they?
Oh, they're the main ones. Like, even just on a Saturday session, they're the ones who help you out. We've got, we've had 30 preps one year with one coach only, and it's the parents who actually do the coaching. If I remember rightly, you've done your Level O coaching course, so you should know all about it, Kevin.
And look, it's good fun. That's it. The other thing for me was, and obviously my little bloke Hayden was involved for 3 years down at Belbridge Auskick, where you are, Pete. It was good fun for me. It was good for me to get out and about and do a little bit and do, sort of breathe the fresh air and, run around a bit with the kids as well.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. That's the thing we find. Parents just stand back, but at Belbridge, because we've only got a couple of coaches, we actually get the parents involved, mums, dads, brothers, even someone's got their older brother and sister just stand there. We get them down there, stand on a hat, kids can run around you, kick the ball to you. They don't know how to play football, just come down and help, and it does make a big difference.
Yeah, and just to support the kids, because, there's a lot of kids at different levels, as you would well know. Some kids have got skills already, other kids have got no skills already, some kids are frightened of the footy. But just to support them as much as anything else, and to say, good on you, well done, that's an enormous help.
Oh, it's a great help. Even just to see the kids, if they've got their mum or dad standing on a hat in front of them, all of a sudden, from sitting there, I don't want to do it. Oh, mum's there, dad's there. Bang, off they go and they get excited. Mum's a coach. We call the parents coaches, coaches helpers, because it makes them feel more important. And the kids love it, Oh, my mum and dad was on the house, they're standing on a hat. I kick the ball to them, or you show them how to do it. And the parents the parents enjoy it too. At the end of the day, they say, I can't play football. But they actually participated with the children on that morning, and they enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Hey, Pete, you've been involved, is it now 13 years?
Yeah, this is my 13th year. I retired about 4 years ago, and I'm still there.
Yeah, I know you retired a few times. But what's been the biggest change you've seen in that period of time in the way Auskick is set up?
Oh, I think in the early days, it was more just get down there, have fun, just kick the ball around, whereas now it's probably leading more to that participation. They want more participation from people, try to lead the kids onto junior football clubs. We've actually, believe it or not, gone backwards this year. We've gone the opposite way. We said, just come down and have fun. Because we've got no affiliation with any junior footy club, we just want the kids to come down, have fun, learn the game. Just learn how to play. We've got kids from different nationalities who have never played football in their whole life. We just thought, come down, we'll teach you how to play football, we'll teach you how to kick, have a bit of fun. At least that way they turn up each week. It's not just the same thing, you've got to do a skill, you can't do it, you can't turn up to Auskick. No, just come down, we'll teach you how to do things.
Yeah, that's the important thing, isn't it? Because kids don't want to continue into something that they're not any good at, but if you can actually help them to learn some of those skills. Has the introduction of girls, which happened a number of years now, did that change the dynamic much for you, Pete?
Believe it or not, we were okay, because I think at one year we had 120 kids registered. We had about 12 girls already before all this came along. Now there's a big push for it. Even this year, I think we're down to 60 kids now, but we've already got 10 girls participating. And there's more and more girls, even in the older ages now, with junior, I think they've now got youth girls and all that. Girls can actually see, hang on, I could do Auskick. After grade six, I've actually got somewhere to go to.
Yeah.
And a few centres have girl-only sessions. That's a big push now. I think there's one round of Auskick during the year at either Etihad or MCG, where, as you said, Friday night, we have all the kids out there. There's one round where I think they try and get all girls, female participants out there.
Okay.
It does look great.
Yeah, it's terrific for the sport, and it's good to see that inclusion happening in the sport right across the board. You mentioned the kids from different nationalities coming in. Obviously, in the Western Suburbs area, and where you are, there's a big influx of people from other countries coming in who've never seen a footy. How do they go at the start? Just introducing them to the game.
Oh, that's why they said, hopefully we get them in the preps, we just teach them from the basics. We'll just teach them how to hold a football, how to kick it. You don't have to be able to kick a goal straight away. They just come down, and as I said, we've got a lot of different nationalities down where we are. They're fine. As long as they speak English, or you can just say, this is the ball, hold it,
yep.
Kick it along. I know the AFL do a lot with multiculturalism. They've got groups where they help the kids who first come out, and then they interact them into the Auskick centres. So they come down to us once they've sorted out, they're okay, and we teach them the basics. They're happy to learn it.
Yeah, absolutely. Pete, you do a great job, have been doing for a number of years now. Appreciate your time this morning, and continued good fortunes with the Bellbridge Auskick program.
No problems at all, Kevin. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Pete. Peter Lloyd there from Bellbridge Auskick. They were part of the Bulldogs game on Friday night. Dylan's in Hoppers Crossing. G'day, Dylan.
Hi.
How you going? How old are you?
Eight.
Eight. Oh, you're an Auskick veteran by now, I would imagine. Dylan, how long have you been doing Auskick?
4 years.
4 years. Mum's doing a little prompting there in the background, which is always good to have. which Auskick centre are you at, Dylan?
Bellbridge Auskick.
You're at the Bell. Did you play on Friday night in the Bulldogs game?
Yeah.
You did? Fantastic. How was that to be out on Etihad Stadium?
Good.
Did you high-five any of the Bulldogs players as they came back out in the ground after half-time?
Yeah.
Who did you high-five?
I had a five Dalhouse, Robert Murphy, Camry, and Travis Cloak.
Wow, you did really well. Camry, Cloak, Murphy, and Dalhouse. There's a superstar lineup. Who's your favourite player, Dylan?
Jake Stringer.
Jakey String is your favourite player. Who's Mum's favourite player?
She doesn't go for Bulldogs, but I know she goes for a different team. Oh. And I think
she goes for a different team. Do you go for the Bulldogs, Dylan?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm pleased to hear that. Did you see them win the grand final last year?
Yeah.
How good was that?
It was really good.
And did you see the flag getting unfurled on Friday night?
Yeah.
That was pretty terrific too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, good on you, Dylan. Well done. Well done on playing on the Etihad Stadium. Hopefully one day when you're sort of maybe 19 or 20, you'll be running out there in a Bulldogs jumper and playing for the Bulldogs.
Yeah.
That'd be good. Good on you, Dylan. Dylan from Hoppers Crossing, part of the Bellbridge Auskick program. They were part of the Friday night halftime entertainment. They do a great job, the kids. Only thing, and obviously I mentioned that my boy Hayden was involved there for a couple of years at Bellbridge and did play on the G as well. The Auskick Centre is actually, and I think this is still the case, responsible for buying the kids their hot dogs and their pies after they finish. The AFL don't pay for that anymore. I don't know why they should, because kids are actually providing the halftime entertainment. I think that's probably the least the AFL could do, given that Auskick Centres run on raffles and they don't get the money that goes that the parents pay at the start. That doesn't go to the Auskick Centre. That goes into the AFL coffers and then is directed back to the Auskick Centres, obviously depending on participation and all those things. But it would be nice if that drink and that hot dog or pie or whatever the kids have after they finished playing was shouted to them by the AFL. I believe that used to be the case, but these days it's not. Correct me if I'm wrong on that, but I think that's something that they should do, seeing the kids do the halftime entertainment.
On 11:16 SEN, the NAB AFL Oz Kick Show with Tony Shebeki.
Kevin Hillier here for Tony Shebeki this weekend. Next week, 23 past 8 here on 11:16 SEN. Give you the details of the Oz Kicker of the Year shortly. But Austin's in Hoppers Crossing. G'day, Austin.
Hi, Kevin.
How you going, Austin?
Good.
That's good. Now, did you play at Auskick yesterday or did you play Friday night?
I played at Auskick yesterday.
Right. And what was the best part of Auskick yesterday?
Doing it with one hand.
Oh, wow. That's pretty flash. How long have you been doing Auskick, Austin?
2 years.
2 years, okay. So has your kicking got better?
Yep.
Okay, and what about your handballing?
Yep.
Can you handball with both hands?
Yep.
Wow, you're going really well.
My right one is my bad one. My left one is my good one.
Yeah, me too. Now, Austin, which Auskick Centre are you at?
Bellbridge,
okay. So did you play on Friday night at the Etihad Stadium or not?
No.
No, you missed out on that. Oh, never mind. There might be a chance for you later on the year maybe to play at the MCG. How would you like that?
Good. No. Bad.
Why is that bad?
Because Hawthorn lost.
Right. Now, listen, who do you barrack for, Austin?
Hawthorn.
Oh, right. Gee whiz. You wouldn't be very happy this morning then on the way the Hawks went yesterday. You do know how they went yesterday, don't you, Austin?
Yeah.
Yeah, they lost.
Yeah.
You're not very happy about that, are you?
Mm-hmm.
No, I can tell that. You give me the short answers now. Just
what, Kevin.
Who's your favourite player, Austin?
I have two favourite players, Kurt Hedley and Jack Gunston.
Okay, and what number do you wear on you? Have you got a number that you wear, or your favourite Hawthorn number?
19 and 15.
Okay, got the two numbers there. Beautiful. All right, Austin, what are you doing today? What's
play
on today?
Soccer first and then play football.
Oh, okay. So you play soccer as well as football?
Yep. And okay. Then cricket.
And cricket. Gee, you're a busy boy. Mum and Dad's taxi must be going at 100 miles an hour. Good on you, Austin. Thanks for calling us.
Right.
Keep going well there at the Bellbridge Auskick Centre. 9429 1116 is the number, or text through on 0433 98 1116. That's auskick.com.au, obviously, is the website. But the Aus Kicker of the Year wins $5,000 in a NAB reward saver account. Geelong Footy Club captain Joel Silwood will be their personal footy mentor for 2018. That's pretty flash for the 2017 NAB AFL Aus Kicker of the Year. That's what you win. And, of course, you'll be part of the program that is big on Grand Final Day, obviously after the game, presenting a medal to one of the winning players. Also taking part in the Grand Final Parade. And if that isn't enough, you actually get to play on the MCG at halftime on Grand Final Day. Not much more you could ask for that. Now, all you have to do, basically, to nominate yourself is to upload a short video featuring yourself in action, if you're an Aus kicker, at home, in the backyard, down the local park, whatever. Maybe kicking a goal, taking a screamer, doing a bit of commentary, whatever it is. A bit of handball into the bin at home or whatever, which is one of the exercises they were doing at the Bellbridge Aus Kick when I was helping out. So that's all you have to do. And the video entry, just explain why you should be the 2017 NAB AFL Aus Kicker of the Year. Now, obviously, parents have to sign off on this, but that's all you have to do. Little video with a little bit of whatever, kicking goals, handballing, running around, you know, dodging witches' hats, whatever it is that you do really well. Get that on a video and send it in. And all the details, of course, at aflauskick.com.au. Two winners have been announced already, the weekly winners. There's 22 of those. And, of course, the kids get to go on Grand Final Day, take part in the parade on the Friday, play on the MCG at halftime, then after the game, hand a medal over to the winning team. So that's pretty terrific. That'd be a very, very big thrill. There's a lot of adults who would chop off their right arm to have a chance to have that sort of a prize. So that's the AFL Aus Kicker of the Year, aflauskick.com.au. All right, that's our little Aus Kick show for this week. Back again next Sunday morning at 8 o'clock with hopefully some more of the Aus Kickers from around the place. And thanks to Peter Lloyd from the Bellbridge Aus Kick for jumping out of bed this morning and having a chat to us. Been going at Bellbridge Aus Kick now for 13 years, and he's a stalwart down there. He's fantastic. Looks after the preppies and does just a great job. And I'm sure he's one of thousands of similar Aus Kick volunteers around the place who do such a great job. So love to hear from you next Sunday morning after 8 o'clock. It's